Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Did you see the recent announcements by Kimberly-Clark and Procter & Gamble that they will soon be raising prices, especially for paper and plastic products? Within a few weeks, you'll be seeing significant price jumps for paper towels, toilet paper, facial tissue, paper and plastic bags, and products packaged in paper or plastic. These higher consumer prices are especially being driven by the sharply higher costs of raw materials made from trees and oil. For example, did the regular media tell you that from March 16 to April 19 this year, that the commodity market price of lumber rose 63%? Another significant factor in higher consumer prices is the shortage of transportation services in America, which have pushed up shipping costs dramatically over the past few months. You are already painfully aware that retail gasoline prices are up more than 20% thus far this year. So, while the Federal Reserve is still pretending that consumer prices are rising less than 2% annually, you need to pay attention to what is going on in the real world. One way to protect your finances is to stock up on non-perishable consumer products before prices rise further. That means buying today things you will be using in the next several months or a year, such as paper towels, paper plates, garbage and storage bags, plastic wrap, and all of the products that you will use made of paper or plastic. This is not meant to scare you that these products will be in short supply, so don't buy them in a panic. Instead, prudently protect your finances now from price increases that are coming within a few weeks. There will almost certainly be other larger than usual consumer price increases in the coming months. That is one reason I often remind you to make sure you own some bullion-priced physical gold and silver coins and ingots as a form of wealth insurance. That advice still applies, but today I am focusing on more immediate ways for you to stretch the falling purchasing power of your dollars. Do what you can before consumer prices jump 10% or more. That's it for today. Come back here next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.